Sports Orbit. We make the world go round.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Friday edition of the Sport Orbit. I am Salifu Usman. My regular partners, Alpha Asho, is on about the absent, but I'm not here in the studio. I'm being joined by Bernard Washing the Mirror, our in-house analyst.
Thank you. You're welcome. Our viewers, you're welcome.
In today's edition, there's a special package that we'll be giving to you. If you have not heard it, take it from me, and it's authoritative. For fans of football, the Round Leather game, we always say that football has no tradition, but today, in this weekend, football in England is going to obey cultural heritage of the England, as all football game is being suspended in honour of late Queen Elizabeth, who passed away yesterday. Well, that's how I welcome you to today's edition. The league management company, the operators of the Nigeria Professional League, is illegal. I'm not the one that says it. That is coming from the federal government in the release by the Federal Minister of Youth and Sport, Permanent Secretary, signed by Permanent Secretary Ismail Abubakar, said the league management is invariant to the statutes of the Nigeria Football Federation and the constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and assures has directed the Nigeria Football Federation to withdraw the operational license of the league management company, the operator of the Nigeria League, and directed the NFL further that to constitute an interim management committee to run the league. I'll just give you a background. In 2012, under the administration of Aminu Megere as the then president of Nigeria Football Federation, and the then chairman, National Sport Commission, former Minister of Sport, Bolaji Abdullahi, in agreement and in support, constituted an interim management committee, IMT, to oversee the Nigeria Professional League. And the IMT was mandated to take over from the Nigeria Premier League, from the Nigeria Football League, to run the league. Then the IMT, led by the then chairman, Mr. Uduka Erabo, managed and supervised and led to formation of the league management company in 2012. But today, the Ministry of Youth and Sport, in their own wisdom and by their looking, say that that is in variation to the constitution of the Nigerians and the status of the Nigeria football. In exercise, it writes, depriving from the Nigeria Football Federation at 1990, as a sole regulating football authority in Nigeria, the NFF, which is the owner of the Nigeria Football League, issued a license to organize and regulate the Nigerian, to regulate the Nigeria Professional League to a league management company. And the league management company, as at that time, the NFF, having registered as a corporate entity, the Nigeria Football Federation have 25% of the shareholder. Why are the chairman of the league and the chairman of the Nigeria Football Federation, the president, retained 5% of that shareholder? And the pioneer chairman, Uduka Erabo, hold 20% of the corporation of the company. The league managed company is made up of 20 clubs, but the 20 shareholders owned by Uduka Erabo is holding it in confidence for the club, but pending when the league board is professionally constituted to run, and then will now hold by the shareholder. But since that's 2012 to today, one can ask either the board of the league management company was properly constituted or was not. But today, I don't know if you are following, you are follower from the Nigeria Football League, the league managers company, a lot of people have asked questions. Up to today, the league managers company was mandated to run the Nigeria Professional League as a commercial entity to drive from shares and share. But unfortunately, if you watch in the last 5 years, the league company cannot even pay the prize money of people who competed in the league. But today, federal government say that body is illegal and scrap the body.
So, one asks now, why did they scrap the body? What makes them to scrap the body? And operating from looking at the history or brief breakdown of how Nigerian league company started. Now, why would government at this time, Nigerian government at this time, now describe them as an illegal entity. And moreover, Nigerian League so far is one is well, I would say that is one of the good things that I know that have happened to this country somehow.
According to the statement by the release by the permanent secretary, he said, in view of several unpleasant incidents regarding the management of the Football League, specifically the Nigeria Football League, as an illegal body by the court, that the court ruled that the league is an illegal body. As an illegal body, the LM successors entitled being outside the purview of the status of NFL, the federal government is considering to withdraw each recognition of the LMC as operators of Nigeria Football League. For in further, the statement added further that the decision has become necessary because of the obvious aberration, which is in variance with our football status and the law of the land. Hereby, the private company is gifted, or the land that way, the private company is gifted with the mandate to manage and run the league indefinitely without the full involvement of the leadership of the club. So, the league, you are running a league in confidence for the club, but the club owners are not part of the board running the league management company. And the court has said that that league is illegal. Oh. And that's why the federal government has withdrawn its support from it and then order for the scrap of that. Okay. Or the director, they should constitute for an interim management.
For me, I would say this is something that can be resolved amicably. Instead of going far on describing them as illegal and all those stuff, why not look at the board management, look at the management of this Nigerian League company and resolve some issues. Okay, the club management, the football clubs that are participating in this league, they are not involved. Why not look at a way to bring them in and harmonize things instead of making the all the government have another plan for Nigerian League company? So if they have, I think they have a good reason to say this one is illegal and resolve it and start a fresh one, because people are already, Nigerian fans, football fans are already getting to love this league.
The government is not ordered that the league should be banned. What they are just bribing a body, organizing body. That is what the government has ordered, that there's supposed to be an interim management committee to run the league, the same club. But what they say that the league management committee headed by Sheikh Ujiku as president, is illegal because it's in the operation for the status of the football, because you have to have a separate and independent body, a company body, independent company running the league without involvement of management. And if I give you an example, for instance, in EPL, where everybody has come to find love with, the Premier League body is an independent body of its own from the English FA. Yes. The English FA don't have its constitutional power, don't have any exercising rule over the league body, but they can only related in line where the league can run in line with the position of the position of the football rule. That is the only way they operate. But here in Nigeria, in our office, the chairman of the league management company is the second vice chairman of the Nigeria Football Federation, and which is it contradicts the idea behind the league management company. And the essence of the league management company was to run the league as a viable business commercial entity to generate money for the club. But unfortunately, we have running the league in the last 5 years without even a sponsorship. And without the TV right, the clubs are not making money. Tell you confidently that even the match indemnity of the fight officer, a league manager is indebted to a whole lot of people, both the personnel and the staff.
So I guess it's a good one for Nigerian government to look into this issue and say the management of this league has been described as illegal because of the court ruling. And look at their reasons, look at their main aims of saying that or for the court ruling to this, you see that it will be of more benefit to the if they dissolve them and they create another management and another method of managing this league companies, you understand? So
Well, let's remove. I would add the we have heard from the Bele, it may be a blessing in disguise for the clubs who are participating in the league. Yes. And the good is that most importantly, that these league managers have already been embedded with a whole lot of corruption. And a lot of people, a lot of questions have been asked about this. Thank God now, by the court ruling, and not I'm not the one saying it, the federal government has described this body illegal and other for the setting up of the interim committee to run the league. Then, former Super Eagle coach Gennett Rowe said that his sack as the head coach of the Super Eagles has damaged the reputation of the Super Eagles, and that is why Super Eagles are strong at all fronts to win the match. You all know Gennett Rowe was on the job to qualify the Super Eagles for the World Cup. After the first round of the World Cup qualifier, he qualified the team for the final round of the World Cup qualifier. But the Nigerian fans are not comfortable with the manners and the way the Super Eagles were playing. Even though Super Eagle qualified for the final round, the Nigerian fans were not comfortable, and that forced the Nigerian Football Federation and the leadership at the Sport Commission, at the Sport Ministry, to force General to resign his position, sack. But according to him, he was sacked. But he said that decision to sack him has affected the Super Eagle. And if you watch, the Super Eagles went to the Nations Cup, winning all their three first group matches. Everybody was south. Yes, we have a new Super Eagles on that, but it was us in the bubble. Getting to the second round against the Tunisia, we couldn't find our period. We lost out. We came back home, preparing for the World Cup, the final World Cup qualifier against Ghana in a two-legged affair. We went to the Ghana, we played a draw, a goalless draw. We came back here, we played a 1-1 draw, and the Ghana qualified ahead of us. Since then, Super Eagles, another new coach has been appointed in the person of Joe Pesero. But the German tactician say he's sacking, he's still hurting the Super Eagles.
I won't believe that. The only thing I would say is that it's just that the management of Super Eagles, if Nigerian government
federation
has actually take it as a team of concern in the growth and the development and the performance of these Super Eagles, somebody wouldn't have stayed somewhere and start posting about his living and the effect he has on the Super Eagles. So I think that this is a call for Super Eagle team present coach to wake up and say this is not true. Because it's just like saying that one man just gathered Super Eagles and put in the pocket, they can't perform again because he left. Although he might have contributed his quota when he was a coach and leading the Super Eagles to victories and encountering some victories, doesn't mean that because he left, now Super Eagles can't do anything.
Well, Gennaro was even sad because of he was not performing. If you like, Gennaro was appointed the Super Eagle coach. He was in the saddle for 6 years, and within the 6 years he was in charge. Nigeria cannot confidently make reference to any team where Gennaro has brought into the team. So, the best result we have get under Gennaro was to finish at the second runner up at the AFCON 2019 in Egypt. And if you look at it, finish second runner up at the AFCON 2019 can't be described as a exceptional performance because Super Eagles have countless of numbers of times that were finished as a third runner up. So Gennaro saying that his sack is still hurting the Super Eagles, I disagree with him, and I don't agree with him.
Maybe he wants to come back to be only a Super Eagles coach. Who knows? I'm just using that one to.
I thank you. Whether he wanted to come back to be coach, but if he's good as a coach, since he left the Super Eagles, he has not found the job anywhere. And I think his jobless is very hurting in life. Well, we will be going for a short break. When we come back, Sports Orbit.
Sports Orbit. We make the world go round.
Welcome back from that short break. Well, after the pin of the track of the moment, the champion of the moment, Toby Amusa can't stop winning. The reigning African champion, the reigning world champion, the reigning Commonwealth champion, Toby Amusa, yesterday again, lived up to his name as the moment, continued her moment of joy, keep on winning, and set another record at the Diamond League. The reigning African champion Toby Amusa ended her historic and recorded the landed years of 2022 with another record as he successfully defended her Diamond League title she won last year. The 55-year-old ran a new 12.29 seconds, meeting the record to win the 100 hurdles on Thursday, and it is her second fastest legal time over ever over the higher hurdles after the 2012 the 212 second he ran at the world championship in USA. It is her second fastest. And then the Commonwealth, the Nigerian, has now successfully defended four titles this year. Tobia Musa, thank God, is a Nigerian, and we are proud of what he has been able to achieve this year alone. He started by defending African Championship, went to the Commonwealth, defended the title, went to the World Championship, set a new record, and then yesterday again, defending another title at the Diamond League. What do you see? What can you say about these exceptional Nigerians who have continued to rise Nigerian flags everywhere, singing the national anthem, keep on doing the country proud?
You know, no matter what country is passing through, you have people who are still out there making good names for Nigeria. And she's one of them. It's a great achievement. You know, there's what we normally say in football, that these people are not informed. These people are informed. I would say that at this moment, she's actually in form. Look at this count of winnings, count of victories she has been through this period, starting from the first victory. I think, you know, there's this thing they used to say that when you have a success in the first step, it motivates you to go further. So this is what I see happening to her this time. And I just want to applaud her and congratulate her, and equally tell other Nigerians to, at least this is our own. In Africa, this is our own. In Nigeria, this is our own. She's making us proud there, and we need to be proud of her. We need to support her and give her all our support to gear her up for more victories ahead. So it's a nice one. Congratulations, and keep winning. Keep making Nigeria proud.
Yes, Tobia Musa, keep Nigeria proud. You hear that from Bernard Bradley. Tobia Musa, if you recall at the Tokyo Olympics, there was a high hope on her. She was so confident on herself that she's going to make a medal. But unfortunately, in the final of the 100-meter hurdle, she couldn't make it up the final, and she was bitterly complained that she was interrupted by the Jamaican leader that finally won the third. Nigerian athletic lost a protest, but the protest was ignored by the World Athletic Body. Since after then, Tobia Musa has never been the same again. He has continued to rise from one success to another success, And it would be good to note that at the Diamond League, Tobia Musa beat the reigning Olympic champion, beat the reigning world champion. So the reigning Olympic champion, who he lost the title, the Olympic medal to, finished fourth in this particular race. And Tobia Musa, we continue to wish her more success and more success. Just like you say, even though despite Nigeria, we are going through a lot of things in terms of insecurity, economic hardship everywhere, but Tobia Musa has continued to bring moment of joy to the face of Nigeria sports fan.
Thumbs up for you
as you continue to do Nigeria proud and continue to raise our flag everywhere you go. Then for the our basketball, if you recall the basketball, the Tigers went to the Cote d'Ivoire, unfortunately could not secure a qualification for the Olympic and the World Championship. But the FIBA, the World Basketball Body, has created another opportunity to give the Tigers to participate in the qualifier. Maybe that could have given them the opportunity to qualify for the Olympic. The Nigeria Tigers have been handed a lifeline of playing at the 2024 Olympics scheduled for Paris. The two defeats from a three game during the recent FIFA World Cup qualifier in Abidjan left Nigeria in a precarious position, with Nigeria not yet guaranteed a place at the next year World Cup in Japan. The Russians and Philippines, and also including the Paris, seems to be out of the race. But the World Athletic Body, the ruled that even if they do not make it among the 32 teams that will participate in the World Cup, they will have an opportunity to reach the 2022 Olympics by going through the latest FIFA rule. Prior to the new rule, team that qualified for the last eight of the World Cup were guaranteed a place in the Olympics, while others would have to battle it out for a slot in another set of qualifiers. However, a statement on the FIFA website indicated that Nigeria's top-ranking basketball country, that the top-ranked basketball country in Africa, still stood a chance to slug it out in the newly introduced Olympic qualifier tournament. Before now, if you qualify for the World Cup, the top eight finish were given opportunities to qualify for the Olympics. But by the new rule, FIFA has indicated in the new rule those also that in the top team from the other continent will still come out to battle it for a qualifier. That means the Tigers have opportunities to fight for a slot at the Tokyo, at the Paris Olympic, and then probably make their first successful appearance at the Olympic. The first qualifier for the first major appearance for the Olympic was at the London Olympic, then follow over to the Rio Olympic, and then we are the Tokyo Olympic. And then we may miss the Paris club by not qualify for the World Cup. But another opportunity has given for the Tigers to fight for a place at the Paris Olympic, and we hope that the Tigers will make it four count to qualify for their fourth consecutive Olympic.
Yeah, that's where you are right, because it's an opportunity for them to set their footprints in the World Cup. So if I would say they should go back to their drawing board and look at what they are not doing well, and look at what they were doing well, and look at how to adjust. If there is a player that the coach is placing in a place that is not actually favorable to that person to play well, he can adjust. There are things that can look at your drawing board, look at your pattern, look at your match formation, and it's okay. Let's adjust this thing. Because if I'm to be the Tiger, I will hit this. I will take it as what I cannot miss again.
Well, the Tigers, you heard it directly from Bernard. These are opportunities that you cannot afford to slip off your finger. He says you're going to the drawing board and look what you're not doing right, and then to do it right now. But one cannot see it. But the crisis that engulfed the Nigeria basketball has not been helping the issues. But thank God the crisis is gradually facing away. Hoping that with this opportunity that have been gifted to the Tigers, they cannot have opportunities.
What I would say is that the players should leave. There's one thing.
The players should leave that they still want to face their issues, and the players to face their work.
They are the ones to go there. It's not the administrators. If they have been picked, one of my mentors said that as a player, one thing you should bear in mind is that you are playing as a team. Equally know that you are equally selling yourself out. So the players should know that let's leave this their problem to them to solve it themselves and sell ourselves out. Bring the pride to Nigeria, not the management. When you come back home, you cannot resolve the issue.
This Tiger, that is a free advice from Bernard. You see, leave the administrations to face their politics while you concentrate on your go to the court, basketball court, and do what you know how to do best. Then they said that Napoli will have to stretch out as they are being hit by terrible injuries. Super Eagles forward Victor Osimhen will go to be sidelined for some time now following an injury sustained in the 4-1 victory against Liverpool on Wednesday. The Nigerian internationals, according to report, has already started the recovery program, but the Super Eagles striker was forced off the pitch in the 41 minutes of the 4-1 victory against Liverpool, and that and then he has to go for another scanning. He was due for a scanning, but they suspended him, and he has to play that match against the Liverpool. He was fantastic in the match. He even missed the penalty, and if you watch that penalty, there was a collision between him and the Liverpool defenders. Liverpool captain, but that may have caused his injury, and now he was also out of the match. He has to be on the sideline for some time now
for the treatment.
But are you happy that he's going for that? Because he was a cheap commentator. He was for Liverpool's. Liverpool cannot forgive him.
No. You know that I'm a Liverpool fan. I must confess that. But he's equally. Although he's a Nigerian,
yes,
it's not good that he's going out for the injury. But you know that as a coach,
you know that this guy is a torment. He's a
tormentor.
Yes, he's a thorn to your food. As he's worrying you, you need to at least what will I say now? Like, Liverpool coach is actually somehow happy because maybe in the
I don't think he'll be happy. Before the return leg, Osimhen will definitely be back again, and then come to the Afri to do another damage against the Liverpool at the Anfield. Well. All is not well for Chelsea at the moment. They fired their coach despite giving them the Champions League a Premier League tie within the space of top time.
Sure.
He was fired because his team lost top match. This is their third defeat in the season. The first opening match of the Champions League against Dynamo Zagreb, they lost 1-0. But the new owner of the Chelsea was not comfortable with that result and automatically fired him in a place. They have appointed Brighton coach Graham Potter as the new coach to take the charge of the Chelsea. But a lot of Chelsea fans are not comfortable with that appointment. More importantly, looking at the pedigree of Potter, where he's coming from an average team, and what is his success? If you look at his previous record, he has played only matches out of the matches he has played. He only win 32, lost more games than the game he has won, but. The new chess owner feel that he's the right man for the job.
But if you look at the record of the sacked coach, you see that he has not done bad. I didn't see losing three matches
in the season.
I didn't see it as a reason to sack him unless they have another team that makes them to sacking, because I looked at the man's record, look at goals, look at how many matches he lose, how many league he won, and all those things. He has a good record, so they should have given him small time to at least amend things and see if he can pick up. So,
well, that is a question for another day. But for him, they have sent him back in, and his place now says have a new coach in the person of Graham Potter. Well, for fans of Round Radar Games, like I told you earlier, and for those who are into the business of football business, the football bettors, well, just keep your money, just keep your ticket. Don't go for any betting this weekend, as the football in the England has been suspended in honor of Queen Elizabeth, who say, Oyibono they respect their culture. They will come to here and tell you that they suspect their own culture, but in their own culture, they have football is a despite they don't even mind private organizations, business, commercial entities, everyone who are also business, suspend
fans,
everybody
fans are driving joy.
They don't care about the English Premier League has gone beyond just
being
a property of the England.
Yes,
it's not a global,
it's a global,
global entity, but everybody wants to support
it. The
English FA and the league body have come to the decision that there will be no football league, not even the Premier League. All the football, both the Women's Super League has all been suspended this weekend in honor of Queen Elizabeth. Well, that is the most we can take into this edition of the Sport Hobby. Mr. Bernard, thank you for coming on the show. Until you come your way again for another interesting episode of the Sport Hobby, I remain your sincerely Salihu Usman.